nationalize the banks. The Financial Times reported that the UK government has sold £1.1 billion of shares in NatWest, in a move the Treasury described as an important step in returning the bank to private ownership, but which crystallized a £1.8 billion loss for the taxpayer. Only 3 days earlier, the Financial Conduct Authority had launched criminal proceedings against NatWest for failing to comply with anti-money laundering rules. The bank, then the RBS Group, was bailed out in 2008, and is still mainly state-owned, while it gradually gets reprivatized. Millions of working-class and middle-class people are in thousands of pounds of debt to the banksters. Some are really struggling. Many MPs own significant shares in these vast institutions. How do the Tories get away with this? Where is a party demanding public ownership of the banks with democratic oversight and management by the working class? Keir Starmer's Labour appears more like a fan club than a serious opposition. Our trade unions must find a deserving recipient of our political funds. Andy Beadle, Deptford, South London.